Welcome to eMemory 2018 third quarter webcast conference. Today with us, we have Chairman Dr. Charles Xu, Vice President of Business Development and Spokesman Mr. Michael He, Director Ms. Li Jingchen, Director of Finance Department Ms. Teresa Guo. Today's meeting will be hosted by Chairman Dr. Charles Xu. Following management's prepared remarks, there will be a question and answer section. Please freely submit your question in the input box on the webcast window throughout the conference. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded and a webcast replay will be available within 3 hours after the conference is finished. Please visit www.inmemory.com.tw under the Investor Relations section. As usual, before we begin, we would like to remind everybody that today's presentation may contain forward-looking statements that are subject to risk factors associated with semiconductor and IP business. Please refer to the cautionary statement as it appears on the page 3 of today's presentation. Now, I would like to turn the call over to eMemory's Chairman, Dr. Charles Xu. Dr. Xu, please go ahead.
Okay, thank you. I would like to welcome everybody to today's call. First, I would like to take some time to examine the company's past performance and discuss future outlook. In our IP license business model, our primary objective has been increasing wafer shipment. And to achieve our objective, we focus on broadening our IP portfolio and customer adoptions. We have increased our fabless customer base and the number of our foundry partners and successfully broadened the adoption of our solution for use in various applications. Although wafer shipments volume increased over the past few years, our royalty revenue growth fell short of maintaining the 30% pre-2014 growth. There are three reasons for the discrepancy. First, we noticed that our fabless customers, when facing the pressure of fast decline and application price, often opt to make the switch from working with first-tier foundries to working with the second-tier foundries to lower the production cost, which led to a lower wafer price and the royalty per wafer contribution. And the second, we observed continued 8-inch wafer price erosion at the first-tier foundries. These foundries have been lowering their 8-inch average selling price each year. And the third reason is we experienced slower than expected adoption of our advanced node technology, NeoFuse, due to a lack of a production record. In the future, we expect wafer price, but in the future we expect the wafer price erosion to be offset by favorable product mix. We have seen increases in royalty revenue contribution from 12-inch wafers for the most recent quarters, and which command much higher ASP than 8-inch wafers. Therefore, we expect royalty revenue contribution from 12-inch wafers to accelerate and remain optimistic about our future royalty revenue growth. As we are confident for our future, we launched our share buyback program at the end of September this year. And in the past 5 years, we have devoted ourselves to develop new technologies, NeoFuse, NeoEE, NeoMTP, and NeoPUF. And we are very glad that our NeoFuse, NeoEE, and NeoMTP have crossed the chasm. And the NeoPUF is on the way to close the chasm. Although it may take longer for each one of our innovations to become the market-leading solution and to bring in significant revenue, when a solution crosses the chasm, and become mainstream technology, the premium it brings can be enjoyed for a much longer time period. This is the type of business model our company strives under. And for NeoFuse, the total 8-inch equivalent wafer shipment has exceeded 300,000. That means our NeoFuse has been, we found that in this year, our NeoFuse have been, the adoption of our NeoFuse has been widely adopted. The customer adoption has accelerated over the past few years. The royalty from NeoFuse increases 220% for the first 9 months of 2018 as compared to the same period in 2017. Specifically, we saw increases in royalty revenue from 50 nanometer, 40 nanometer, and 28 nanometer in the current year as product tape-outs from the prior years entering into mass production. We also saw an increase in the number of tape-out in 55 nanometer, 14 nanometer, and 28 nanometer, and also one tape-out in 14 nanometers. Our 28 customers have also requested collaboration in the development of 22 nanometer, 16 nanometer, 14 nanometer, and 12 nanometer technologies. We are also engaging 7 nanometer customers. It is clear that NeoFuse has been gaining market share in advanced processes, and we expect new tape-outs to bring in additional royalty revenue within the next few years. NeoFuse has also been adopted in 25 nanometer DRAM process technology for memory repair by two Taiwanese DRAM chip makers. And for NeoBit, new applications of power management IC and the sensors have continued to increase. In addition to number of chips increase in smartphones, it also successfully penetrated into other IC markets, including IoT, automotive, and healthcare. We expect steady revenue growth from NeoBit as we continue to pursue profitable opportunities in many different applications. And for NeoEE, we observed that the royalty from NeoEE increased 70% for the first 9 months of 2018 as compared to the same period of in 2017. This shows that NeoEE has also successfully crossed the chasm. Next, I would like to report the technologies for our and also the business partnership for our long-term growth. First is our new technology, which I call it Harwell Security IP, and which is NeoPUF. NeoPUF is the Harwell Security technology that creates unique silicon fingerprints for chips, which can then be used to create unclonable cryptographic keys for IoT security applications. Hardware-based security solutions are fundamentally more secure than software-based security solutions. And in IoT security market, and we are currently engaging early adopters. The second important technology is about the emerging non-volatile memory. We are now collaborating with a top IDM company in developing emerging memory technologies for AI applications. We believe emerging non-volatile memory technology will prepare future advanced deep learning. And the third important activity is we collaboration with the world's leading IP vendor. The world's leading IP vendor has worked with us to deploy our NeoFuse and the NeoPUF into their security IP solutions and to enhance their IP security. From the beginning, our focus has been on offering embedded non-volatile memory solutions to our foundry partner and the fabless customers. And we started with NeoBit, and we have come a long way since then and expanded our product offering beyond NeoBit over the past 4 years. We have made significant strides in capturing market shares across the new product line. NeoFuse, NeoMPP, and NeoE have all closed the chasm and gaining broader adoption. And the NeoPUF is on the way to the chasm, to close the chasm. We expect these new technologies to drive our future growth. Now I would like to summarize our Q3 performance. eMemory achieved new record in quarterly revenue and operating income. Our strong financial performance reflects our enormous past progress in broadening our IP portfolio and making our solution available at the different foundry and the different process platforms. And the Q3 operating margin was 48% of the total revenue, up 9 percentage points from prior quarter and 1 percentage point from the prior year. Our operating expense increased 11% as compared to the prior quarter due to increase in bonus expense. Chris noted that the employee bonus are tied to the company's financial performance. And to sum up, we posted earnings per share of NT$2.23 and 34.8% of return on equity. And also, our royalty revenue has breakdown in the table. In NT$ increases 41% sequentially and remain flat year on year. And our license revenue is increased 8% sequentially and also 8% year on year. And the total revenue is increased 30% sequentially and 2% year on year. And the royalty revenue of the 9 months ending September 2018 is remain flat, while license revenue and total revenue for the 9 months ending September 2018 increased 5% and 1.5% respectively as compared to the same period in 2017. And based on our October revenue, which was from Q3 wafer shipment of foundries, and the growth over 20% year on year, we believe our momentum is coming back and expect a further growth for next Q1 and the futures. We appreciate the confidence and the trust of our shareholders and investors have placed on us, and we will continue to develop innovative technology in return. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Xu. We now begin the question and answer section. If you need to raise a question, please submit your question in the input box on the webcast window, and you will enter a queue. Now we are going to collect questions and will reply to you in a minute. Please hold on.
Okay, here is a question from Boris. The question is, what product drove the strong October growth? The October growth actually is from the mostly is from the advanced node, from the application of Bluetooth and OLED and set-up box and digital TV and also the some of them is from pavilion. So this will drive the royalty growth in our major foundries. So our major foundries royalty increase QOQ is 25%. There's a question from Carl from Nordea. It's about the bonus payment program. What KPI are the bonus program tied to? And in our company's policy, we have made a statement that if the company's profit, we will offer 15% of the profit after tax to employees. So among this 15%, I think individuals has its own KPI based on their management's judgments. There's a question from a guest. He asked, can you talk a little bit about the DRAM adoption opportunities? And is there a possibility that the Korean DRAM can also use our solutions? I think that's possible because we are also approaching there are two DRAM companies in Korea. And in the DRAM application, actually our IP is used for the DRAM repair. As everybody knows that DRAM usually does not nature could die. They all rely on the repairing of the bad bits or bad current or ropes. And our solution is used for the memory repair. And in the past, the DRAM is used in the laser repair. So that is very complicated and difficult for the DRAM products. And now most of company will switch to use the anti-fuse for the DRAM repair. There's another question from David of Manulife. He asks, I believe you are collaborating with Arm for security solution. Are you also collaborating with RISC-V for IoT security solutions? Yes, indeed. We are collaborating with the company in U.S. Who are promoting RISC-V solution very much. So we are cooperating with them. Carl from Nordea, have you been able to do any tape out for 7 nanometer yet? I think we should be able to tape out in next year because there are a few customers is discussing with the with us about the our 7-nanometer IP IP spec. So if our spec can meet their requirement, I think we should be able to provide the 7-nanometer IP in next year.
As a reminder, if you need to raise a question, please submit your question in the input box on the webcast window, and you will enter a queue. Now we are going to collect questions and will reply to you in a minute. Please hold on.
Yiguang asked, could you provide the revenue percentage of advanced tech in 18 Q3 and when you receive revenue from PUF products? Okay. According to our data, it shows that the advanced node, in the particularly the NeoFuse, the revenue has about 19% of our total revenue. Okay.
Which including
license and royalty. And for NeoPUF, at this moment, we have one license fee, but it's still not much. So basically, okay. So that is the answer to these questions. And for Yiguang's question, I'd like to add one more comment that for the Q3, our 12-inch revenue from our 12-inch wafers shipment already up to 33% of total shipment. Sorry, I'd like to correct the answer to Yiguang's question. The 8-inch and the 12-inch, the 33% is from Q1 to Q3, but if Q3 alone, the percentage of 12-inch wafer, 12-inch revenue among total revenue is 41%. The gentleman asked a question. Can you elaborate a little bit on the emerging memory technology you are working on with the IDM partner? What the use case will be and how big the potential can be? Actually, for emerging memory, we are working on the both IRAM and MRAM. And I think the MRAM TSMC and Samsung is also focused on these technologies, and mainly they would like to make the MRAM to replace the SRAM and also embedded flash. And the IRAM is mainly used to replace flash, and also in the future AI memory, most of people is interested in the IRAM because IRAM can be multi-level memories, so which will be good for the store the weight function in the AI applications. Yiguang asks, what is company's opportunity in AI computing? If yes, with what kind of chips, GPU, CPU, ASIC, and FPGA? I think in the AI computing, because in the AI, the most important is algorithm and also the weighting functions. So particularly in the edge device, they use AI, they have AI functions. They will have the need to do the store the weighting functions and also store the algorithm for the computations. And because in the edge device, the algorithm and the weight function is very important to the device. So usually they need to be protected to prevent somebody to store their algorithm and the weighting functions. because the weighting functions and the algorithm is obtained by putting a lot of research efforts. So they will use the security to protect their these two functions. So our security and also our NeoFuse will be have the roles, important roles in the security of AI computing.
As a reminder, if you need to raise a question, please submit your question in the input box on the webcast window and you will enter a queue. Now we are going to collect questions and we'll reply to you in a minute. Please hold on.
Okay, Carl from Nordea mentioned that there's a new memory called NRAM developed by U.S. company. And whether this NRAM has the threat on our business. He said that the NRAM is as fast as and dense as DRAM and non-volatile like flash. And essentially zero power consumption in standby mode, and 160 times lower write energy per bit than flash, and it's highly resistant to the environmental forces. Okay, I think the MRAM is the they are talking about the standalone memory, so they targeted to replace DRAM and flash. And which is quite different from the embedded memory as what we are working on, because embedded memory actually the most important is the flexibility, because all the different customers, they want to use embedded memory, they have different requests. So your embedded memory like our OTP, MTP and the NearPUF has to be very flexible spec for the customers, which require different applications. So at this moment, we don't see that this kind of standalone memory can have the threat on our multifunctional embedded memories. And if eventually, if they change their direction, want to even want to make their technology part become embedded, because we already have a very big platform and many process platforms developed by our company. So if those companies, they want to provide their technology for the embedded usage, they will come to us for to cooperate, so we can promote their technology to our many customers. I think basically the emerging technology we are working on, we have two international IDM partners, and basically they have good technology, but the reason they came to us is to help based on our embedded platform to promote their technology to worldwide. So I think so we are not afraid of the new emerging technology coming out, because that will be also our opportunities. Thank you.
As a reminder, if you need to raise a question, please submit your question in the input box on the webcast window and you will enter a queue.
Okay, Yiguang asked, in the past quarter presentation, in the last quarter presentation, company mentioned that is working with the world leading IP company. Could you elaborate more, such as business model and the project schedule? Okay, I think we have started a cooperation begin in the first quarter of this year. And basically, the our important IP NeoFuse, the first will embed it into their security IP, and in the future they are also interested in the NeoPUF. So we are discussing because they are also IP company, so we are discussing the business model. I think this business model will be different from the business model we license to the manufacturer platforms. And for project schedule, of course, our partner hope that we can work with them as fast as we are working with them, but they are looking forward to have the good result as fast as soon as possible. So basically, both companies also discussing the business model for the future business. And the project schedule, they expect that we should be able to have the first result in the next year. This gentleman asked, as growth for our company start to accelerate again, will you need to increase the investment and increase OPEX, or do you expect you can keep your operating margin around this current level while growing? First of all, we enter the 7 and the 5 nanometer, so we have to buy more license more advanced EDA tool. So that will increase our expense a little bit, maybe 10 or 20 million NT dollar. So that's not much. And for the headcount, we plan to only increase about 2% of our headcount. But I think the major OPEX will still come from the our bonus, because if our company start to, the profit start to increase more, then our bonus to the employee will increase. So that will be accounted for the major contribution for the OPEX. But again, as the revenue increase more, I think the this will also compensate this OPEX. So I believe the our operating margin will still maintain or even maybe even higher.
As a reminder, if you need to raise a question, please submit your question in the input box on the webcast window and you will enter a queue. Now we are going to collect questions and we'll reply to you in a minute. Please hold on. As there are no further questions, we now begin closing comments. Dr. Xu, please proceed.
Okay, thank you for all the shareholders and the investors for your support and the patience. As in eMemory, we will continue to develop our innovative technologies and keep working toward the company's future growth. And thank you very much for attending the conference and your support. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us today. You may now disconnect. Goodbye and have a good day.